Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to A Healthy Woman Inside and Out. I want to thank you for being on the show and listening to us today. Today we have a very, very special guest. I know she'll be calling in shortly. But I just want to tell you a little bit about The Healthy Woman Inside and Out. Because The Healthy Woman Inside and Out is all about how you can become a healthy woman inside and out. Maybe you have gone through something, you're trying to figure out how to get through it. Maybe you have been in a bad relationship, or maybe you were diagnosed with an illness and you said, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And then you find out that there is a way to get past it. I know I did, because I know during the time that I was diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis, that was the doctor's diagnosis, not God's prognosis for my life. During that time, I was writing The Healthy Woman Inside and Out. And God, yes, I will say God, gave me a distraction. He said, here, The Healthy Woman Inside Out is your distraction. I want you to be able to tell how you're getting through this and you're not focusing on the fact that you were diagnosed with an illness. And that's what I did. And then in November of 2014, I was diagnosed with cancer. Again, another illness. But I didn't even focus on that. And, you know, when the doctor said it, I took it so nonchalantly, like, okay, I'm diagnosed with this, so what do I do? You know, and God said, the healthy woman inside and out. You are a healthy woman inside and out. I want you to tell people how you can still keep moving regardless of the doctor's diagnosis. And so that was the purpose of the Healthy Woman Inside and Out. It was able to help me get past and not focus, not be depressed. You know, we get depressed about things, especially when they're devastating. You know, abusive relationship, been there too. But God was right there with me. He was right there on my side. And he said, okay, fine, this might be abusive, but keep your eyes on me. And that's exactly what I did. I kept my eyes on him, and I kept my eyes on him, and I was able to really get past that relationship because God said, I will move him. Just keep your eyes on me. So I want to tell you, if you are listening to this show right now, that no matter what you're going through, that you can get past it. You can get past it. You can get past all the things that are going on in your life. It doesn't matter what it is. I will tell you, I have a very special guest today, but we're having technical difficulties. I believe it's on the side of the radio because for some reason I'm not able to pull my guest in. But I will tell you, my guest is a very special guest to me, and what she was going to talk about today was transformation, how to attract what you want in your life. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to bring her back at another time because we're not able to really get her on. I mean, she's there, but I'm not able to really pull her in to the call due to technical difficulties on the side of Blog Talk Radio. I will tell you that being healthy, being able to transform yourself, being able to say, hey, get past it. You know, don't think about the fact that you have an illness that you're going through. And I know it's hard to say if you're going through an abusive relationship, not to think about it because it's happening. But you can transform after that. Once you leave that abusive relationship and made up your mind that I want to be different, I want something different in life, you can be transformed. So I will tell you, if you have any questions about that, if you want to know more, I'm going to be happy to have Kathy Drew. That's who our guest was going to be today. But unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, I'm not able to bring her in. But she's going to come back another time, and you're going to be able to hear her talk about how you can transform your life and what it means to be a healthy woman from the inside and out. Being healthy, meaning that you can do this no matter what. No matter what, you can do this. And so I will tell you right now that being healthy requires that you do whatever you need to do in order to be a healthy woman inside and out. And due to the technical difficulties, it doesn't mean I can't bring Kathy in. I will have Kathy on in just a few seconds. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with you. Sorry for the short intermission. I do have Kathy on the phone. Kathy, how are you?
I'm great.
That's
wonderful. I'm getting vicarious thrills listening to you.
Okay, Kathy. So tell our listening audience about Kathy Drew. Who are you and what do you do?
Oh my God. I was thinking about that question. It always sort of befuddles me because there is no way that what I could do could fit on a business card. Like, you would need about 10 pieces of paper. And I think at this point in life, most people would. You know, I'm a teacher and a speaker and an intuitive guide and an artist and an adventurer and a lover. And I think the biggest thing is not what I do, but why I do it. I do it everything I do. I realize it doesn't matter whether I'm washing dishes or gardening or shopping or teaching or guiding. Everything I do is because through walking, because I was willing to walk into and through and transform sort of a horrendous childhood. In that process, I have had the joy of discovering God's view of life, and it blows me away. I mean, I'm awed by looking through that infinite self, those wise eyes, loving eyes, and seeing how beautiful and perfect and precious we are and life is. And so why I do it is because I want to keep being in that place myself, and I love opening or inviting other people to open up to that possibility in their own lives. So that's my story.
And you're sticking to it, huh?
I'm sticking to it. That's my love. I'm awed by life. I truly am blown away by what's inside the package. You know, many of us, and I'm one of the many, I think maybe all of us can get lost in how things are wrapped, you know, when life is wrapped in a divorce or a disease or a disrespect, all the disses, the D-I-S-es, we can get really entangled in the wrapping paper and forget to look inside at the godliness and the heart and the purpose that's inside of it and why it's here for us. And so that is what my journey is about, is being curious and experimenting and being willing to not go away from things, but actually go into them, go into the heart of them and see what are they here for. Our topic in 5 minutes is...
I know. It's so funny.
I'm coming back, everybody. I'm coming back.
Yes, she is. I will have her back on the show because I asked Kathy to talk about transformation, what it means to transform into a healthy woman inside and out. Kathy, can you give our listening audience a little insight? I know it would take forever because there's so much I know that you could say on this topic.
Oh God, but... for days. But I literally can do 5 minutes. I think I never look to respond to something from what I knew yesterday, but to ask myself, what do I experience today? And I love that you asked me to do this, because when I ask myself about transformation, I realize that for me, it's the impulse of all creation to continually manifest our next greatest, most glorious possibility. And the change in me that has made a huge difference is to realize that it's not our purpose and our job to transform. We do that to everything. We turn everything into a purpose and job, and we get very serious and driven and heroic. But transformation is our nature. It is happening all the time, everywhere. It is the nature of the divine to continually transform into something more magnificent. And so when I feel that inside of myself, what happens is I relax. I actually sigh. You know, when I think it's my job and my purpose to transform, I get very full of force, and I got to be a hero and on purpose and focused. And when I realize that it's our nature, I actually relax, and I'm not a force. I'm in a flow. It's about relaxing into that. And what has allowed me, and I invite other people to consider, is that allowed me to relax into it, is actually that everything that happens to us and from us is here for us. It's not against us, that life isn't a curse, that it's a blessing, and that sometimes the blessings aren't always obvious. They're not obvious in the beginning. It's not obvious when a relationship falls apart how that's a blessing. But if we're willing to go into it and relax into it with that as our premise, that God is always, the divine is always orchestrating everything to bring us to a new level, and we go into it, it's possible for you to see and witness and cuddle with and experience how that is so. And when we come back together at another time, I can go into examples and details and the deliciousness of how that really is true, that life is here for us. So when we begin to experience that and believe that and even just entertain it as a possibility, then we enter circumstances differently. Instead of saying yes, but, or if, or when, or no, and having to regulate the yeses and the nos, truly our response to all life is yes. Yes, thank you for this circumstance, because it is here for me to awaken me to and help me to be the greatest version of myself, the most divine version of myself, the most natural and beautiful version of myself, to experience it in this physical body, not just as an idea or as a deep knowing, but as a physical truth and juicy reality. So we move from regulating life to engaging it and discovering the gifts in it. And it moves us from, I think of movies, it moves us from our movie being a drama to our movie being an adventure and a mystery and a discovery of that brings us to places of awe and magnificence.
Wow, that was a mouthful. Kathy, can you tell our listening audience how transformation can make them a healthy woman inside and out? Because I know some of our listening audience may have been through devastating things in their lives. Like they may have got a diagnosis and, oh, my God, now I don't know what to do. They're depressed. Or they may have came out of an abusive relationship. How can they transform their life and become a healthy woman from the inside and out?
Well, I would suggest that they don't transform their lives, that they just shift their thinking a little bit, that their lives are transforming, and this is the journey of transformation, rather, because if you're thinking in terms of how do you transform, truly, I have not met anyone who doesn't become heroic and, okay, you know, I got to cut through this and figure things out, and so we're not the transformers. It's just like we do not gestate the baby. We create an environment that allows the baby to grow in its greatest health. So we're really environmentalists. Like we're like interior decorators. A healthy woman is an interior decorator. You know, she's creating this beautiful environment for the natural transformation to happen. She's not causing it to happen. She's not making it happen. She's not heroically doing things to cause it time. So that would be the shift in thought that I would suggest, just entertaining it as a possibility. You don't have to believe it. First, just try it on and notice if your own inner GPS, your feelings, your intuition say, ooh, something about that feels good or feels right. And if it does, then just hold that as a new way of thought. You don't have to do something with it. Just hold it like you'd hold a child in your arms, that you're not doing the transforming. You're just creating a yes environment, a welcoming environment that says, thank you, God, for bringing this to me, even though it's scary, even though it hurts, even though I don't understand it, even though blah, 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 we can go on and on and on. But I know this is a divine orchestration. Thank you for bringing this to me.
Oh, Kathy, one of the things that I want to ask you, because you said just like you're like telling them to open themselves up and go with the flow. Is that what you're exactly saying to them?
Well, there's a lot, yes. It is about flow rather than force, and there's a lot behind that that we would need more time to go into. So I would say yes to that, and also just lead everyone here, and I'm so appreciative that you are here, with one simple thing, and that is just consider the possibility that it's here for you, and start to just say yes, thank you, from that place perspective of maybe God has orchestrated this perfectly. Just say yes, thank you. You don't have to do anything else. Just say yes, thank you. Things will change just from that change in paradigm, that change in thinking. But there's way more we can play with, and I know we only have a few minutes left. So,
well, I know that I am. I definitely am going to be bringing you back, Kathy. If our listening audience wanted to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they could email me at laughing, LAUGHING, heart, HEART, and then the number 11 at AOL.com. That's laughingheart11@AOL.com.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Kathy, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. This is so awesome. And yes, if we're going to be bringing Kathy back, because I know Kathy has so much inside of her that she could share with you that will help you to be healthy from the inside and out. And if you're listening to the show, I want to tell you that, you know, it's not just the healthy woman inside and out, especially you guys who might be listening. I want to tell you, we are coming out with the book, The Healthy Man Inside and Out, and I have some awesome, fantastic men who are going to be writing that book. So just be on the lookout for it. In the meantime, if you want to check out The Healthy Woman Inside and Out, go to www.AquariusCreation.com. Again, that's AquariusCreationPublishing.com. Until next week, I want to say peace and blessings to you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, seeing us on the radio. There's so much on your mind, nothing really going on, looking for a